You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello and welcome to episode 19 of the Study Legal English podcast. I am your host, Louise, and today I'm talking about alternative legal careers in the UK, including the roles of paralegals, clerks, and legal executives. Before getting started, I just wanted to say that last week the Study Legal English podcast turned 1 month old. So a big thank you to all you listeners. If you haven't done so already, don't forget that you can find further information at www.studylegalenglish.com. For example, the free blog where you can find the Study Legal English Word of the Week. You can also keep up to date on facebook.com/studylegaling, that's study legal and then ENG, and twitter.com/legalenglisher. That's legal, English, and then ER. This week, I'd love to hear about what you do and where you're from. So why not practice your legal English by telling me on Facebook or Twitter? I would also like to hear about the type of content you want in podcasts. So if you have a minute spare, go to studylegalenglish.com/survey. to tell me your thoughts, and you can receive a discount for Podcast Pro membership. Finally, and I promise I'll stop with announcements after this, if you're listening in Spain and would like to feature in an interview, or you know a lawyer who would like to feature in an interview, please get in touch via email, info@studylegalenglish.com, as I will be visiting Spain at the beginning of December 2017. So, back to today's episode. This episode is part of the Legal Professions course, which you can find at studylegalenglish.com/podcast_courses. I will read extracts from two articles, both published on www.lawcareers.net, a great website for finding out about legal careers in the UK. And so now let's get started. First, I'll read the article extract at a slow pace.
Paralegal. Paralegals are professionals who work in law firms but are not qualified as solicitors or chartered legal executives. Although paralegals used to be seen purely as support staff, the role of a paralegal has moved beyond just assisting solicitors. Paralegals are becoming a distinct group of legal professionals in their own right, although at present this kind of role is still usually seen as a stepping stone to becoming a solicitor or chartered legal executive rather than a career in itself. Legal apprentices essentially perform paralegal roles in their firms throughout their apprenticeships. Meanwhile, the roles of more senior paralegals are often little different from those of trainee and junior solicitors. This means that you can apply to be granted qualification as a solicitor while working as a paralegal, provided that you can satisfy the Solicitors Regulation Authority that you have gained the same knowledge and skills in your role as you would have through a training contract. The first paralegals qualified this way in April 2015, dubbed the equivalent means route, and this is now a valid route to becoming a solicitor. However, a note of caution. Paralegals perform many of the same tasks as solicitors, but are generally not paid anywhere near as much, and there is not the same clear career progression that solicitors can pursue. For law firms responding to their clients' demands for low fees, this means that a paralegal workforce is much cheaper to employ than a large number of solicitors to do the same work. This is bad news for paralegals trying to make a decent living and progress in their careers. It may be that the equivalent means route to qualifying as a solicitor helps to counteract this status and pay imbalance and put more power back into the hands of paralegals and aspiring solicitors. But for now, be careful and stay mindful of your prospects for career progression. Outdoor clerk. An outdoor clerk is employed by a solicitor's firm to assist with court-related matters. Tasks may include taking witness statements, attending hearings, taking notes in court, filing documents at court, prison visits, legal research, and administration. They may work in a range of practice areas, including crime, immigration, family, and personal injury. Firms often look to hire people who are LPC or BPTC qualified, and it can be a useful way for students or graduates keen on the bar to get valuable experience. The job is often done on a freelance basis, so may not necessarily provide full-time employment. However, it is also usual for a clerk to be used by a number of different firms at any one time, so a decent wage is possible. Costs lawyer. A costs lawyer is a specialist lawyer who deals with all aspects of legal costs. They are often employed where there is a need to recover costs between the parties in litigation, either by justifying the costs or seeking to reduce the costs claimed against a party. In addition, courts must now exercise their powers to manage both the cases and the costs of the litigation prospectively, and the preparation of costs budgets in litigation is recommended as being undertaken by costs lawyers. Costs lawyers are also instructed to assist in ensuring that clients are properly charged for their solicitor's work and to prepare claims for costs where a party is receiving legal aid. Law costs draftsmen do similar work to costs lawyers, but are an unregulated section of the profession. Only costs lawyers are regulated and thus authorised to undertake reserved legal activities, i.e. conduct litigation, appear in court, and swear oaths. As a qualified costs lawyer, you have the right to conduct proceedings and advocate at all levels on costs issues, including at county courts, the High Court, the Court of Appeal, and the Supreme Court. Silex Legal Executive. The Chartered Institute of Legal Executives, Silex, was established in 1963 with the aim of recognising the skills offered by lawyers' clerks in England and Wales. Silex now represents over 20,000 individuals who are employed in various legal institutions in the United Kingdom, including private practice law firms, local government, and commerce and industry. Silex legal executives are qualified lawyers who have at least 5 years' experience of working under the supervision of a solicitor and who have passed the Silex exams. A fully qualified and experienced chartered legal executive is able to undertake many of the legal activities that solicitors do. For example, chartered legal executives will have their own clients and can undertake representation in court where appropriate. Some common areas of specialism are conveyancing, family, crime, personal injury, civil litigation, and company and business law. Chartered legal executives are recognised by the Ministry of Justice as qualified lawyers and are eligible for judicial appointments and partnerships in law firms and can also be advocates. Court Clerk. Her Majesty's Courts and Tribunals Service employs many qualified solicitors and barristers as court clerks or justices' clerks. Clerks advise lay magistrates on law and procedure and are key figures in the daily running of the courts and in the administration of justice. They also play a vital role in the management and administration of the service, organising the arrangement of court time, payment of fines and other related matters. Clerks who are interested in administration can work towards becoming a justice's chief executive, with responsibilities for increasingly large groupings of magistrates' courts. Court Reporter. Court reporters record verbatim court hearings for official transcripts of court proceedings. Increasingly, reporters use a computer-aided transcription system rather than traditional shorthand. Court reporters need not be legally qualified to enter the profession, although it is an advantage. Barrister's Clerk. Broadly speaking, a barrister's clerk is responsible for running the day-to-day business of chambers and organising barristers' caseloads. At the junior end of the job, a clerk will prepare papers, carry documents to and from court, and perform other administrative tasks. As the clerk becomes more senior, he or she will manage diaries, liaise between solicitors, clients, and barristers, and bring new business into the chambers. Chartered Secretary. A chartered secretary works as a company secretary and in other senior positions in companies, charities, local government, educational institutions, and trade bodies. They are qualified in company law, accounting, corporate governance, administration, company secretarial practice, and management. They are trained to deal with regulation, legislation, and best practice, and to ensure effective operations. Legal Secretary. Many different skills are needed for a legal secretary role, including secretarial, administrative, legal, and IT, together with an excellent standard of spoken and written English. Legal secretaries can work in law firms, as well as other legal environments, such as in chambers, courts, the police service, or local authorities. The work of a legal secretary varies greatly depending on the area of law. They will often have important responsibilities, liaising with clients and working on important documents. Career prospects are good, and through experience, it is possible to move up the ranks, being promoted to positions of greater responsibility or going on to become paralegals or legal executives. Great, so that's the end of the article extract. So now let's listen to some of the key vocabulary. First, you'll hear the vocabulary. There will then be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the vocabulary. This is followed by the definition. Then we'll hear an example sentence followed by a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the new phrase. Number one, fine. A fine is a sum of money which must be paid as punishment for a crime or an offence. Repeat after the beep. John received a fine for parking in a non-parking zone. Number 2. Fee. A fee is a payment which is paid to someone or an organization in exchange for services. Repeat after the beep. Queen's Counsel can charge a higher fee for their services than junior barristers. Number 3. Hearing. A hearing is the presentation of a case and the listening to the representations in a court of law or other decision-making body. This is generally shorter and less formal than a trial. At a hearing, a case may be resolved, or it may be decided that a full trial is necessary. Repeat after the beep. My client will attend the hearing on Friday. Number 4. Party. A party means a person or an organization, a company, for example, or people, forming one side in an agreement such as a contract or a dispute such as in a court case. Repeat after the beep. The parties in the court case were McLeod, the claimant, and Ontario Inc. as the defendant. Number 5. Witness statement. A witness statement is a written and signed document where a witness, who is a person who has seen an event happen, makes a statement about what they saw, which is used as evidence in a legal case. Repeat after the beep. The witness signed the witness statement. Great. So now that we've listened to the vocabulary, let's listen again to the article extract at a faster pace. Paralegal. Paralegals are professionals who work in law firms but are not qualified as solicitors or chartered legal executives. Although paralegals used to be seen purely as support staff, the role of paralegal has moved beyond just assisting solicitors. Paralegals are becoming a distinct group of legal professionals in their own right. Although at present, this kind of role is still usually seen as a stepping stone to becoming a solicitor or chartered legal executive rather than a career in itself. Legal apprentices essentially perform paralegal roles in their firms throughout their apprenticeships. Meanwhile, the roles of more senior paralegals are often little different from those of a trainee and junior solicitors. This means that you can apply to be granted qualification as a solicitor while working as a paralegal, provided that you can satisfy the solicitor's regulation authority that you have gained the same knowledge and skills in your role as you would have through a training contract. The first paralegals qualified this way in April 2015, dubbed the equivalent means route, and this is now a valid route to becoming a solicitor. However, a note of caution. Paralegals perform many of the same tasks as solicitors, but are generally not paid anywhere near as much, and there is not the same clear career progression that solicitors can pursue. For law firms responding to their clients' demands for low fees, this means that a paralegal workforce is much cheaper to employ than a large number of solicitors to do the same work. This is bad news for paralegals trying to make a decent living and progress in their careers. It may be that the equivalent means route to qualifying as a solicitor helps to counteract this status and pay imbalance and put more power back into the hands of paralegals and aspiring solicitors. But for now, be careful and stay mindful of your prospects for career progression. Outdoor clerk. An outdoor clerk is employed by a solicitor's firm to assist with court-related matters. Tasks may include taking witness statements, attending hearings, taking notes in court, filing documents at court, prison visits, legal research and administration. They may work in a range of practice areas including crime, immigration, family and personal injury. Firms often look to hire people who are LPC or BPTC qualified, and it can be a useful way for students or graduates keen on the bar to get valuable experience. The job is often done on a freelance basis, so may not necessarily provide full-time employment. However, it is also usual for a clerk to be used by a number of different firms at any one time, so a decent wage is possible. Costs lawyer. A costs lawyer is a specialist lawyer who deals with all aspects of legal costs. They are often employed where there is a need to recover costs between the parties in litigation, either by justifying the costs or seeking to reduce the costs claimed against a party. In addition, courts must now exercise their powers to manage both the case and the costs of the litigation prospectively, and the preparation of costs budgets in litigation is recommended as being undertaken by costs lawyers. Costs lawyers are also instructed to assist in ensuring that clients are properly charged for their solicitor's work and to prepare claims for costs where a party is receiving legal aid. Law costs draftsmen do similar work to costs lawyers, but are an unregulated section of the profession. Only costs lawyers are regulated and thus authorised to undertake reserved legal activities, i.e. conduct litigation, appear in court and swear oaths. As a qualified costs lawyer, you have the right to conduct proceedings and advocate at all levels on costs issues, including at county courts, the High Court, the Court of Appeal and the Supreme Court. Silex Legal Executive. The Chartered Institute of Legal Executives, Silex, was established in 1963 with the aim of recognising the skills offered by lawyers' clerks in England and Wales. Silex now represents over 20,000 individuals who are employed in various legal institutions in the United Kingdom, including private practice law firms, local government and commerce and industry. Silex legal executives are qualified lawyers who have at least 5 years' experience of working under the supervision of a solicitor and who have passed the Silex exams. A fully qualified and experienced chartered legal executive is able to undertake many of the legal activities that solicitors do. For example, chartered legal executives will have their own clients and can undertake representation in court where appropriate. Some common areas of specialism are conveyancing, family, crime, personal injury, civil litigation, and company and business law. Chartered legal executives are recognised by the Ministry of Justice as qualified lawyers and are eligible for judicial appointments and partnerships in law firms, and can also be advocates. Court clerk. Her Majesty's Courts and Tribunals Service employs many qualified solicitors and barristers as court clerks or justices' clerks. Clerks advise lay magistrates on law and procedure and are key figures in the daily running of the courts and in the administration of justice. They also play a vital role in the management and administration of the service, organising the arrangement of court time, payment of fines, and other related matters. Clerks who are interested in administration can work towards becoming a justice's chief executive with responsibilities for increasingly large groupings of magistrates' courts. Court reporter. Court reporters record verbatim court hearings for official transcripts of court proceedings. Increasingly, reporters use computer-aided transcription system rather than traditional shorthand. Court reporters need not be legally qualified to enter the profession, although it is an advantage. Barrister's clerk. Broadly speaking, a barrister's clerk is responsible for running the day-to-day business of chambers and organising barristers' caseloads. At the junior end of this job, a clerk will prepare papers, carry documents to and from court, and perform other administrative tasks. As the clerk becomes more senior, he or she will manage diaries, liaise between solicitors, clients and barristers, and bring new business into the chambers. Chartered Secretary. A Chartered Secretary works as a company secretary and in other senior positions in companies, charities, local government, educational institutions and trade bodies. They are qualified in company law, accounting, corporate governance, administration, company secretarial practice and management. They are trained to deal with regulation, legislation and best practice and to ensure effective operations. Legal Secretary. Many different skills are needed for a legal secretary role, including secretarial, administrative, legal and IT, together with an excellent standard of spoken and written English. Legal secretaries can work in law firms as well as other legal environments, such as in chambers, courts, the police service, or local authorities. The work of a legal secretary varies greatly depending on the area of law. They will often have important responsibilities, liaising with clients and working on important documents. Career prospects are good, and through experience, it is possible to move up the ranks, being promoted to positions of greater responsibility or going on to become paralegals or legal executives.
So that's the end of today's episode, where we've discussed many other legal professions. For more practice, Podcast Pro members can access online learning materials, including transcripts of the shows and quizzes to test your knowledge. If you're not a member yet, you can sign up for a free trial at www.studylegalenglish.com. Don't forget, you can get a discount if you do the survey, which is at studylegalenglish.com/survey. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. If you have any feedback or topic requests, I'd love to hear from you, and you can get in touch by email info@studylegalenglish.com. Don't forget to join in the conversation about what you do and where you're from on facebook.com/studylegaleng and twitter.com/legalenglisher. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.